Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
The Master Musician by Jack Graham, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 2 Chronicles 6:14. He said, "Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants who continue wholeheartedly in your way." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are the artist and we are the instrument. Through your hands, all things are possible. Amen. Several years ago, a noted violinist was playing a concert to a very prominent crowd. He walked out on stage and showed the audience his violin. He told them, "This violin is a Stradivarius, one of the rarest and most valuable violins in the world." The violinist then proceeded to play one of the most beautiful tunes the audience had ever heard on his violin. But after he was finished and the crowd had applauded heartily, he took the violin and broke it into 1,000 pieces. A collective gasp could be heard throughout the auditorium. So after a few moments of silence, the violinist said, "That wasn't actually a Stradivarius violin. I bought it today at a pawn shop for $40. But I did this to make a point. The violinist is much more important than the violin." With that, he brought out the real Stradivarius and finished his concert. What's true in music is true with people. It's not the talent or charisma of people, but the one who's making the music that matters. I realized long ago that I was just an old violin, completely inadequate on my own. But in the hands of the Master, he can make beautiful music in both my life and yours as well.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that,
right?
Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.